Well, good morning. There's been a lot of talk these days about how partisanship is making it impossible for Congress to get things done. Well, I strongly disagree, at least as far as my committees are concerned. This spring, I was able to bring Democrats and Republicans together to pass the Farm Bill with an overwhelming bipartisan majority, and also, as you know, to override the presidential vetoes. This afternoon, in the full Appropriations Committee, I expect a strong bipartisan majority vote in favor of my subcommittee's bill to fund essential education, health, and labor programs for next year. We passed it out of subcommittee on Tuesday with no dissenting votes. In February, the president sent up a budget that either underfunded or cut programs that people care about deeply, everything from cancer research to special education to community health centers. We have written a bill that I believe reflects the real priorities and values of the American people. And let me cite just a few examples. My bill provides just above $30 billion next year for life-saving biomedical research at the National Institutes of Health, an increase of more than $1 billion over last year. And this increase will allow NIH funding to keep up with biomedical inflation for the first time in 6 years. Our bill also provides $2.2 billion for community health centers, and that's an increase of $150 million over last year. We have 13 of these community health centers in Iowa doing outstanding work for some of our neediest citizens. For the Social Security Administration, we added $50 million above the president's request in order to continue to reduce the backlog in disability claims. I'm proud that this bill provides $25 million to start up a program to support colorectal cancer screenings for low-income people. We also increased funding for the National Cancer Institute by $153 million. Specifically for Iowa, the bill provides $6 million for the Harkin grants, which support the repair, construction, and modernization of Iowa schools. And I will be asking the Iowa Department of Education, hopefully to focus these funds on schools that have been damaged in the flood areas of Iowa, have been damaged by floods, to help them get repaired and back into operation as soon as possible. Now, regrettably, I've just passed the bill out of a subcommittee. As I said, we're going to go to full committee this afternoon. I expect it to pass overwhelmingly in the full committee. And already the president has threatened to veto the bill. You have to consider this. The president objects that we've exceeded his budget request by $9.5 billion for the entire year. $9.5 billion. But the president's already spending more than that, nearly $10 billion every month in Iraq. And we just approved $162 billion that the president requested to continue funding the wars in both Iraq and Afghanistan. So again, we've written a bill, I think, that reflects the priorities and urgent needs of the American people. And for that reason, this afternoon, I expect it to win a huge majority in our Appropriations Committee, both Democrats and Republicans. So we are moving forward in Congress. We're doing so on a bipartisan basis. It's just that the president seems to be the odd person out. And we're reaching agreements here. We're working together. I'm reaching across the aisle and doing everything we can to reach the kind of agreements that provide for good legislation. So the president, I think, would be well advised to rescind his veto threat, join with us to get things done for the American people.